All right, we're going to go ahead and begin. Boy, this is a different format, and it's kind of lonely here at church. My car's the only one outside. So just to let you know, you all probably heard about the two-week freeze that the governor of Oregon put in place that was announced Friday. And so, boy, it's just like how everything has gone at the church. We make plan A, and it's always like, you make plan A for Sunday, and it's like, what happens is plan F, you know? And so we kind of scrambled Friday afternoon to just figure out what we were going to do. And ultimately, peace is going to be really keeping things pretty simple. And we're going to be offering online services the next 3 weekends. So this weekend, November 15th, November 22nd, and November 29th. So just want to make sure everyone hears that. And activities at the church too, like eat, chat, and pray, those are also on hold as well. They're put on pause. So just want to share that with everyone. I also want to share with everyone part of the reason things went that way too. Part of the reason is, number one, we had a member, Kathy Barrett, who tested positive. And that was earlier in the week. I want to share with everyone, she did not get COVID from any activity at church. She actually hasn't been in our church building since last March. So I just wanted to share that. And then also, but we are helping her. The Ladies Guild, Peggy's on the call here. The Ladies Guild is providing meals for the Barretts in the weeks ahead. So that's super awesome. And then also on Friday morning, and I have permission to share this, this is public knowledge, Pastor Larry Oliver, our member, he tested positive as well. So in conversation with Larry, he's sick. I mean, he's got, you know, congestion and body aches and So we do have members now that have tested positive for the virus. And again, neither of the two people that we know of, they did not receive it at the church. We have done just a great job. I just want to thank some our members and also our hygiene team. We have been pretty safe at the church up to this point. But you can see just how hair-raising a thing this is for leadership to decide and make decisions. And I fully admit to anyone who emails me, I am fully stumbling through this myself, just with all the decisions that come and how do you do that. But that's okay because, you know, we're dependent upon God and what he has for us. And that's why it's really good we're in this Bible study today and kind of leaving this conversation about COVID behind us for at least for today. But I want to give you anything you want to share or any questions anyone else has in light of that?
Can you hear me, Pastor Lucky?
All right.